If you buy like the wrong wrench, you maybe strip a bolt. But if you buy the wrong floor jack, you could total your car, or honestly, much worse.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge risk.
So, welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are staring down Harbor Freight's massive lineup of floor jacks. I mean, they have 20 different models across three brands.
It really is a lot to take in for sure.
Right. So, our mission is to cut through all that noise. We want you to know exactly what to buy to save money, save some time, and obviously, keep yourself safe in the garage.
Which is so important because, yeah, looking at 20 models is just this overwhelming wall of steel and aluminum. But when you dig into the data, there is a very clear sweet spot for the average DIYer.
And that sweet spot is the Pittsburgh 3-ton floor jack, right? Sitting right around 150 bucks. But you know, I have to play devil's advocate for a second here.
Go for it.
Well, I walk down that same aisle and I see these little trolley jacks for like 35 bucks. Why on earth am I spending four times that amount just for a basic driveway oil change?
It really comes down to this concept of per corner weight and having a proper safety margin. So
Okay.
even a really heavy sedan doesn't put all its weight on just one corner.
Right, basic physics.
Exactly. But having a 3-ton capacity gives you this massive buffer for almost anything you would actually park in a standard driveway. That $35 jack is just going to struggle or even bend under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Safety margin is definitely key. But I want to talk about this standout feature on the Pittsburgh model, the rapid pump.
Oh, right, the dual piston design.
Yeah. The source says instead of needing like 8 to 10 pumps to lift the car, you only need 3.5. But mechanically, how does adding a second piston actually do that?
Think of it like trying to fill a bucket. So a single piston pump is like using a little teacup, you know,
Okay, I can picture that.
right? And a dual piston pump is like using a gallon jug. Because it displaces twice the hydraulic fluid per stroke, it just physically forces that lipping arm up so much faster.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a luxury to save like 5 seconds. Going from 10 full pumps down to 3.5 means you're doing way less physical labor.
Exactly. It is all about reducing physical strain. I mean, when you're bent over in an awkward position, wrestling a heavy steel handle, cutting your effort in half, absolutely matters.
Totally. But the Pittsburgh is really just the baseline, right? Things change if you're wrenching on, say, a lifted truck or a super low sports car.
Yeah, that is where the brand tiers come in. You've got Pittsburgh for value, Daytona for those tighter professional tolerances, and then Badland for off-road stuff.
Wait, the Badland jacks, those are the ones with the sealed ball bearing axles, right? So dirt doesn't destroy the wheels.
Yep, exactly. But say you are looking at the Daytona ultra low profile instead, which runs about 300 bucks. A lot of people make a huge mistake here.
Really? What do they do?
They measure their vehicle's front bumper clearance and just assume a standard jack will fit underneath.
Oh, I see. Because even if the jack clears the bumper, the actual lifting pad, like the saddle, might not fit under the deeper lifting points.
That is exactly. You have to measure the height of the pinch welds. That is that reinforced metal lip under the doors where the car is actually designed to be lifted from.
Right, or the subframe points, which sit much lower than the actual bumper.
Often, yeah. And if those points are lower than your jack's minimum saddle height, it just won't fit. The tonnage won't even matter at that point.
Man, that completely changes the math when you're shopping. And speaking of math, there is the whole material choice thing, steel versus aluminum.
Which is a big debate.
Yeah, because steel is cheaper and super durable, but aluminum carries this hefty premium. It's usually like $100 more for the exact same 3-ton rating.
Yeah, with aluminum, you are strictly paying for portability. Like if you are constantly hauling it to a track day or dragging up across a massive shop, saving that weight makes sense.
So aluminum earns its keep if you're mobile.
Right. But if your jack just lives in one stationary corner of your two-car garage, honestly, steel wins every single time.
Okay, so speaking of garages and moving around quickly, there is a massive distinction we have to make here about safety.
Oh, yes. The golden rule.
Right, because a floor jack is designed to raise a vehicle, but the source makes it incredibly clear that it was never engineered to actually hold it.
It is the most critical rule of garage work. You basically have to assume the hydraulic system will eventually fail.
Which is terrifying to think about.
It really is. I mean, a slow fluid leak, a bumped release valve, or just a total seal failure, none of those are survivable if you are underneath a 2-ton vehicle with nothing else supporting it.
So, using matched weight-rated jack stands every single time you lift a car is entirely non-negotiable.
Absolutely. There are just no exceptions to that rule.
Well, before we wrap up, I do have a quick tip for your wallet.
Oh, nice. What did you find?
If you decide you actually do need the portability of an aluminum jack, keep an eye on Inside Track Club deals. The base steel models basically never go on sale, but they frequently knock $30 to $60 off the aluminum ones.
Ah, that is a really smart way to shop. And, you know, to leave you all with something to think about, we know 3 tons is the sweet spot right now.
Right, for today's standard vehicles.
But as electric vehicles become the norm with their massive, really heavy battery packs, it makes you wonder, is that 3-ton baseline going to be enough 10 years from now, or will we need totally new equipment just to change a tire?